Once we know that the global state statesman cannot, constitutionally unable, cannot be straightforward. And once we understand that we are the global state statesman's prime and only obsession, unless their competition with each other counts as number two, far distant, if so. Once we understand that we, the people, are their biggest threat, then we can grasp the true aims behind such a DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, competition discussed in the New York Times article called Stepping Up Security for an Internet of Things World by Steve Lohr of October 17, 2016. Quote, the vision of the so-called Internet of Things, giving all sorts of physical things a digital makeover, has been years ahead of reality, but that gap is closing fast. Today, the range of things being computerized and connected to networks is stunning, from watches, appliances, and clothing, to cars, jet engines, and factory equipment. Even roadways and farm fields are being upgraded with digital sensors. In the last 2 years, the number of Internet of Things devices, and when you hear that word, just think of a whole bunch of sensors all over the world. And unless we stop them, they fully intend them to be attached to us as well. That's what they mean by the clothing part. So, you know, having wearable digital devices. All that nonsense, nonsense we hope, stuff we don't want. The number of Internet of Things devices in the world has surged nearly 70% to 6.4 billion. And my comment here, this is a big discussion closely aligned with the Power Guy's vision, quote unquote, of making currency flows more transparent, fast, efficient, and secure, quote unquote, secure for them. Whenever they talk about security, they mean their own. The global statesmen want to be able to track, quote unquote, track every pound or renminbi on every step of its travels through the financial system in real time, unquote. They're referring to the currency of China with renminbi. This is from the New York Times article, Liking Bitcoin's Technology, If Not Bitcoin, of October 14, 2016. Back to the Lohr article. The official objective of the DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, competition, the finals of which was held in August, was to create automated digital defense systems that could identify and fix software vulnerabilities on their own, essentially smart software robots as sentinels for digital security. The winners succeeded in, and I paused because I was, you can imagine, I guess, that is the pretty package they're selling this in. Continuing, the winners succeeded in integrating different software techniques. The winners succeeded in integrating different software techniques in ways not done before. In ways not done before into automated cybersecurity systems. Hours after the DARPA contest, its cyber reasoning software called Mayhem went up against the best human teams at DEF CON, an annual hacking competition. In that 3-day contest, Mayhem held its own for 2 days and proved itself to be extremely strong on defense. But by the third day, the human experts had come up with more innovative exploits than Mayhem, unquote. And here we see, it seems to me, the real point of their little research experiment. What they were really studying was those DEF CON guys and the limits of linearity, hoping their lack of a soul doesn't mean what they suspect it means.